Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome to episode 113 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I'm Jim Viscardi, one of your hosts. I'm back, as always, joined by Megan Peters and Christian Hoffer. Let's go!
Just a quick point of order here. You said that
Oh, we lost Christian. Christian muted himself. Rightfully so. So, anyway, the show continues on.
Anyways, as I was saying, you said that as always you're Jim Viscardi. You're not as always Jim Viscardi. You're here. It's more like as 50% of the time here, Jim Viscardi.
Wow. The fact that you keep saying this and that you're going to have to be missing a podcast episode in the next couple weeks, like, it's going to be brutal. That week you're gone, it's going to be brutal.
Next week, and then like 3 weeks from now. So I'm missing two in a month.
Yep. Listen. Just taking the notes. It's all right. It's fine.
The jokes will write themselves.
I know. Hey, I'm just providing good material for
absolutely. If you're new to the show, welcome. This show is all about Pokemon. We talk about the Pokemon stuff, the anime, the games, the merchandise, you name it. We are talking about it, including, I guess, today, a nature park in Japan. So that'll be something fun to talk about and explore. This week's episode, we're going to talk a bit about a fan favorite character returning to the Pokemon anime, some Pokemon Go news, an unexpected holiday, and a new Pokemon fact of the week, as it's like the fan favorite segment of the show. So, and this week's is a good one. So you're definitely going to want to check it out. Did you guys miss me at all? Just a little bit?
No.
I mean, you listened to the podcast, so it was kind of like you were there.
I did.
Yeah.
Like I did come by, get to hang out in the chat just a little bit, you know.
Megan and I had a very pleasant podcast without you.
Went on some nice tangents, talked a lot about the Pikachu car, which I'm so glad so many people have sent me a comment saying that they have seen the car or whatever, which I still haven't seen. I did, however, see the Oscar Mayer's wiener truck in the city of Murfreesboro this weekend. That made my day. I just pulled up. I went to go see some family out there, and there was the Oscar Mayer wiener truck. And if you don't know what that is, if you're listening in our chat or listening just Google right now, look it up. It's so cool. Yes. It's so cool. Anyways, wasn't the Pikachu car.
Go and type in Wiener Mobile and then set your search for safe for work office.
safe search.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Hoffer's got it set.
All right, well, let's just get right into it. First things first in the news, we have the outline of events for July.
Yeah,
Pokemon Go. Anything exciting, Christian?
So the interesting thing about this month in Pokemon Go Live I pulled up Pokemon Go Live, so I was like looking into it. There's like an anniversary event that's like supposed to start like today. Or tomorrow, excuse me. So we know nothing about it. We should find out something about it sometime soon. Who knows? We might find out about it while this episode is going on.
Well, you could get some breaking news. It's always a great
surprise. Has happened before.
Many times.
The Deoxys is coming back in raids. Mewtwo is back in raids. All legendary Pokemon are back in raids on Pokemon Go Fest Day. But honestly, there is not much going on this month for Pokemon Go, mainly because they're building up to Pokemon Go Fest.
Yeah, I would imagine Pokemon Go Fest is they're just focusing all of their energy on that. I mean, look, to have all of the legendaries, you know, coming back for Pokemon Go Fest, I think that is a cool way to have something special for that day, right? Like, you know, especially for some newer players, slow players like myself, right? Like, this is a great opportunity for a much, much lower price than I think some fans are used to in years past. So
yeah, no, the event price, you know, is definitely worth it. And you know, it's the thing I like about it, you know, it's been like 18 months since some of these legendary Pokemon have been back. Like, I do not understand their raid Pokemon rotation. So I'm really hoping that I can fill in some gaps here, grab some legendary Pokemon, grab some legendary Pokemon for my Pokemon home. Cause you know, I'm only missing like 23 Pokemon now. So we'll see how it all works.
Yeah. Chat, let us know. Let us know what legendary Pokemon you guys are excited for Pokemon Go Fest. And I think Elm will you know, shout some about. See, I want to see who everyone is excited for. Or if you're listening to this, you could always tweet us at Pokemon Pod CB. Let us know what legendary Pokemon you guys are going to be catching when we get to Pokemon Go Fest. Now, we have some live events that were announced for Go Fest. So why don't we just jump right into that?
Yes, we don't really know what these are. I'll be honest. I'm kind of like,
starting to get a little worried, a little hot on your collar,
little
boy.
It's you know, but hey, there's one that's so basically 23 cities across the world are getting these live celebrations. Chances are it's just some sort of like photo ops, perhaps. But they're spread out, including a bunch in countries like the UK, which, you know, the vaccination rates are kind of low there still.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not super happy about this one. Just feels kind of.
Yeah, I mean,
the best thing you can do is be safe, know yourself, know your risk level, your vaccination level, know all that information. That's the best that you can do. Unfortunately, on a global scale, Pokemon is going to do what it does best and figure out the risks and everything.
And look at that, at the very least, right? Like, if it's a thing that, if it is a thing that, you know, it is going to, you know, truly affect this, Niantic's going to see that. Like, they are going to see it just based off the activity and things like that. And, you know, hopefully that is enough information to, you know, kind of send whatever message we need to, you know, about that stuff. But I mean, you know, I think I always liked, or at least one of the things I liked about last year's Go Fest, as far as just kind of like the live changes or whatever, like when the hours switched and like you got different kind of winds and you know, saw little things, you know, all the stops had like fun little things, you know, shooting from them, like, or shooting from them. I'm excited to see like if that's just, you know, if that's going to be par for the course, or if they're going to do anything cosmetically to the game, either live or not, for Go Fest. Well, I will be streaming Go Fest live. So if you guys want to watch and just hang out while you guys, like, I'm just going to be popping some lures and some and incense just from my backyard. Although I've seen a few people do some of those IRL streams where you know, they've got like the backpack and the camera and all that. And I'm like, I have been tempted to do that, and then when I like start looking into it, I'm like, well, maybe not, that's too much stuff, and that equipment is crazy expensive. So anyway, but it'll be interesting to, like I said, so we'll be around. If you want to come hang out, twitch.tv/comicbook, I'll be here. I haven't necessarily picked out a time when I'm going to start yet, but you can check us out on Twitter, and you'll get all that information there. Maybe we'll do some raids with Megan and Christian. We'll see what you know, what we can do there on that front. So
oh yeah.
Other than so outside of the Pokemon Go news, we have we still don't have information about this next topic other than the tease that we got, but there is presumably a partnership going on between Oreos and Pokemon.
Yes.
Right? Like I have not missed whatever that is, right?
Yeah. Soon, correct. Soon, Jim, you will be able to live your dreams of cracking a Pokemon in half and sucking out his gooey insides.
Now, so when they tweeted this information, though, about Oreo's upcoming tease about partnering with Oreo, because, you know, Oreo and Lady Gaga had the Chromatica, whatever that whole deal was. I never got those. But in the tweet that Oreo sent out about this, it had the fire, leaf, and water drop emoji. So, I mean, I'm assuming that these Oreos might have something to do with like the three starters. I mean, I'm assuming it would be Kanto, but it could be, you know, any number of them. So I'm curious if they might have like a special Pikachu pack. I have no idea. I'm curious.
With, will they with be some flavored? Yellow cream.
Yeah. Like, are they going to be flavored? Like, I'm curious what flavor they think Bulbasaur is.
They're
green tea matcha flavor. Who knows?
For those who may not be aware, there are a lot of Oreo flavors.
So like, many.
And almost an unsettling amount of Oreo flavors. True. Some of them, very good. Others, very not good.
Yeah, I mean, there's cream, there's double stuff. That's it, right? I don't believe you.
No, there's lemon, there's mint, there's been birthday.
There's
birthday
red velvet. Cake, there's velvet. Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Yep.
Cotton candy.
Like Megan said, I think there is a green tea, like a matcha flavor.
In Japan, I know. Yeah. There's a strawberry shortcake flavored one. I've had the carrot cake. It was very disconcerting. I did not approve. The Chromatica ones, I don't know if those were flavored or if it was just a special box, but they sold for a ton of money. So I'm curious how these Pokemon will work out.
Look, if they want an immediate sellout, you know what they all got to do to do it? They just got to stick a card in those packs and boom.
I would be shocked if this didn't include some sort of promo card of some fashion.
It better be an Al Creamy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
that's perfect.
Hopper has won this discussion. He is correct.
Oh, my God. Did you guys not read my Pokemon Oreos article in which I had to figure out how to get like 400 words out about a tease that was, hey, we're making Pokemon Oreos in September? I literally made the joke about like, you know, like, listen, there is actual precedent about eating the creamy insides of a Pokemon before. And then I basically listed the Pokedex entry. For Milkery and Alcremie, because you gotta do what you gotta do to get that word count. I don't know what else to write
Pokemon
about.
People who are listening, please send all three of us promo packs. I would love to try and figure out what this is all going to be.
Yep, we will.
Although I remember when the Lady Gaga ones came out and like people were pulling them out and they could swore, you know, they swore that they saw like Mewtwo in them.
Mewtwo was definitely in there. That's why. No, I'm so now I have to ask the obvious question. How do you guys eat your Oreos? I'm assuming Jim eats it the wrong way.
No, I just eat them like they're supposed to be eaten. You take the cookie out of the pack and you put it in your mouth. Mm-mm. That's it. That's how they're supposed to be eaten.
That is
incorrect statement.
Not surprised at all. Jeez.
What do you mean not surprised at all? That's how they're supposed to be eaten.
No, absolutely not.
All right. So what are you going to, you're going to tell me that you guys just eat the cream first and then the cookie? Why would you have the cookie without the cream?
Because it tastes good, Jim.
No, you can't just have the cookie by itself. It's dry. You need the cream to complete the whole flavor. And the best way to eat it is the way
I twist.
They intended it.
Yeah, I twist.
I'm going to say I twist. I have cream up top, and then I have a double layer of cookie. Then I dip it into the milk, so there's two layers of cookie so they don't get soggy. Then I eat it.
So wait, okay, so you twist. And then you take the cookie that doesn't have the cream on it, and you stick it and you like stack it underneath.
Yes.
And then you turn it on its side because that's how you got to drink it into the milk.
Yeah.
So you're
with my fingers on the edge. Not like I'm pinching, like this. And then I dip like that.
But then don't you get milk on your fingers?
No, I don't dip it that far in. it's the best method. The cookie doesn't get soggy. The cream is perfectly cold and everything. That is the best way to eat an Oreo, hands down.
How do you eat yours?
My method is closer to Megan's than to yours, Jim. Like I twist, eat at least a portion of the cream. There's still some cream left on the cookie, which I then go and consume.
So so you never get a clean twist?
I mean, you can, but occasionally that happens. I mean, I'll be honest. I'll be 100% honest. It's been years since I had an Oreo. I don't eat sweets. So I mainly just was using it as an opportunity to make fun of Jim.
According to you, you are all the crazy folks. I have people agreeing with me, including some man Tix, who never agrees with me, is agreeing with me in the chat. So is Cool Gabe, first time chatter in the live Twitch stream. Look at them. See, they all understand it.
I really prefer the comment in our chat, CDEDBD, who just says, "You're also American right now." So we did just celebrate the 4th of July. It's really in our minds right now. Oreos, Pokemon. Let's see if it happens.
Yeah. I mean, I would love if they gave us the vanilla cookie Oreos if they just like basically repackaged the lemon ones, which are the vanilla cookies with the lemon filling. And like made those the Pikachu ones, like, cause those are my favorite of the Oreos, the lemon flavored with the vanilla cookie. But you know, we'll see. Maybe we get a variation of them. Who knows?
Yeah. It'll just be random tastes. That's what I'm here for.
All right. Last bit of news before we take a quick break is there is a nature park opening in Japan as always in Japan,
as always. You know, even with the pandemic going on in Japan's, you know, vaccination concerns being what they are with the Olympics coming forward on July 17th of this year, they will be opening what is called a nature themed theme park for Pokemon. It's going to be called Pokemon Wonder. And it's basically, I believe it's about 50,000 square feet right outside of Tokyo in a forest. And it's officially licensed by the Pokemon Company. They're hosting it. And basically, you go to the park with your family or your friends or by yourself if you're just doing it solo. You take part in a researcher orientation and you're given a field guide. So you're basically studying to pass a Pokemon researcher license exam.
Go
and you're meant to find Pokemon all throughout the forest. The only catch is that these Pokemon are very tiny and they are made out of organic and natural materials. So instead of using like your phone to pull up Pokemon or there being cartoon cutouts of the Pokemon from the anime or the video games around the forest, these Pokemon are created using leaves and twigs and acorns and berries and stuff like that. So it's more difficult to find. You do have to like dig through bushes and you have to kind of pull down branches and find things. So it'll be open starting the middle of this month, and it will be open until the beginning of April 2022. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be able to get, you know, tourists from outside of Japan there, given how vaccinations and global travel begins to change as vaccinations begin to be disseminated worldwide, as, you know, the COVID challenge begins. But we're getting a little Pokemon nature theme park. It's super cute. I'm really excited for it. The pictures of them like making oddishes out of blueberries are stupid cute. I'm going to be excited to see people who are able to go, who are in Japan right now, you know, do videos and do kind of walkthroughs of the event, because it looks really
good. If you don't get like a commemorative like Pokedex or something, right, like just like something that you can do that you can take home from that, like that's a huge missed opportunity, because that's perfect.
We'll see.
The thing that I really like about it, if you take a look at the pictures, they remind me of the Pokemon cards the type of Pokemon cards that we all like, where they're toy versions of the Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah. They're little tiny itty bitty things. And the Pokemon Wonder, it came out with like a pretty cool you know, key visual poster that shows, you know, Ash looking through a forest with, you know, Pokemon all around him. So I am pretty excited for this whole thing. I mean, obviously, I'm not in Japan. So unless something drastically changes with global travel in the next few months, I don't know if I'll be able to go before, you know, April comes around in the spring. But we will see. It looks really cool. If anyone listening is in Japan and is going, hit me up. Because I need to talk to you.
All right. When we get back, we're going to take a quick break. We'll talk, get a little bit of Pokemon anime news, and we have to talk about Bidoof Day. So sit tight for about 60 seconds, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, to A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, episode 113, your favorite Pokemon podcast in the world. There are many other great Pokemon shows out there, and we do not be, you know, we love them all, but obviously we love ours just a little bit more.
I like the fact that, Jim, you go and make that comment like once a month and then immediately have to walk it back.
Yes. But it's okay. It's okay if we're your favorite. Don't be afraid to admit it.
It's okay. Absolutely. So let's talk about Dawn returning to the Pokemon anime.
Finally.
It's happening. Finally. Guys.
A companion that we all like.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Megan, walk us through this one.
Yeah, so after a ton of speculation, it was confirmed this past weekend that Dawn is returning to the Pokemon Journeys anime. She will be taking part in two arcs that are going to be back to back with one another. Dawn will be part of the Pokemon Journeys anime. We don't know a ton about it, but we do know that, you know, she's going to be returning with her Pokemon, that she'll still be in her Pokemon coordinator phase. So she's still, you know, trying to do contests, competitions with her Pokemon. So we're sure she's going to meet up with Chloe at some point in Pokemon Journeys and have some cute little interactions at that point. That'll be great. And also we know that Dawn at some point in one of the arcs will be teaming up again with Ash and Go and that little trio pod. So she's coming back. She's coming back pretty soon. The first episode of her first arc is actually supposed to happen the night of the Tokyo Olympics opening ceremony. So the ceremony is going to happen in Tokyo, and then we're supposed to get the Pokemon episode. So again, we aren't sure what the situation is with the Pokemon Journeys anime dub here in the US, because we haven't gotten a new batch of episodes in a long time. Netflix hasn't said anything. Pokemon Company hasn't said anything. No one else has said anything. So we don't know what's happening. But we do know Dawn is coming back, and everyone is losing their minds online, because up there with Serena, Dawn was like the other female companion that the fandom has really, really wanted to see return to the show. So pretty stoked.
So Zenpai in the chat asking, do any of you like Dawn's Piplup? And Acme White immediately said, yes, he's got attitude. That's the one of the best things I love about it. So
yeah, that Piplup is why I have the Build-A-Bear Piplup that came out, because specifically my Piplup is a clone of Dawn's Piplup, because he is sassy AF. I love him so much. But yeah, he will be returning to the anime. We will get to see all of that awesome little content. So I'm excited. I would be more excited if we knew what this whole dub situation was looking like right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of up in the air right now with Netflix. We don't have really any updates on that front. But yeah, Dawn is coming back. And of course, this has started the conversation with some in the fandom about, you know, whether the presumed romance between Ash and Dawn will ever play out, because people ship Ash with almost all of his female companions like they're not 10 years old,
right,
or 11 at this point.
They're children. Leave them alone.
Yeah. I mean, schoolyard crushes are one thing, but, you know, it has started a fandom war with people who, I guess, prefer Serena over Dawn. But anyways, both of the ladies are good. They are strong, independent Pokemon trainers. I love them both, and I'm excited to see Dawn return. So
now that we know Dawn is coming back, who is now the next most anticipated return for the anime?
I mean, it's always been Serena.
Yeah, it's always been Serena.
It's literally...
Serena comes back, the internet will melt because...
yeah, no, that's not even... That's
people are desperate for Serena. Like, yeah, when Serena returns, and always if we get a Misty and Ash return, that's always something that people...
They've surprisingly held that one off, I feel.
Yeah, what, Misty? I mean, we just got her in Sun and Moon.
I know, but like this is it's the new anime. We know it's an anniversary year, and so you kind of would have thought maybe we would have seen it a little bit earlier, but it's got to be coming.
Yeah, it'll happen probably at some point during the whole traversing through the DLC lands of the Galar area. I'm sure at some point that they'll pop up. They'll probably wait. It'll probably happen if it's going to happen towards the end of Journeys, because they did, you know, not too long ago, bring in Brock and Misty for Sun and Moon outing.
No, I'm guessing it would not surprise me if we get like Serena back either. This, you know, during at some point in time during the remainder of Pokemon Journeys or towards the beginning of whatever their next one will be. Like that's the nice thing about Pokemon Journeys. It has really, you know, Sun and Moon kind of like opened the door back, you know, like, yes, we will bring back old characters from, you know, we brought back Brock and Misty. We're starting to acknowledge Pokemon continuity, and, you know, Pokemon Journeys is just blown open the door for that. So I feel though, like because of the nature of, you know, Serena's kind of journey in X and Y, I feel like whatever that story is going to be like for the what we've seen so far, you know, like, you know, Iris, you know, it was a good like one off because it was like, okay, they were battling to, you know, advance in the Champions League, and, you know, and Dawn's getting a nice like two parter where they're going to Sinnoh and they run into Dawn. But I feel like, you know, the Serena arc, it's a little bit trickier to like kind of fit her in just because her, you know, relationship with Ash, they did end it on a pretty, you know, good note. So I do feel like that's kind of like the thing that's holding, you know, holding the whoever runs the anime back from using Serena is that, you know, you need to have a good story to appease the masses. They're not idiots. I mean, they know what's going on with the fandom and Serena. I mean, people are still very attached to her. More so than anyone but Misty, I feel like.
Yep.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
All right. So moving on. Do we feel that the Pokemon Company has successfully made Bidoof a secondary mascot for the company?
No. No.
But I appreciate every effort they've taken towards that.
No. What more do they have to do
Bidoof there? It's a very niche thing within within us, with the three of us and everyone who's listening, you know, who really likes Pokemon. Yes, Bidoof is up there because it's Bidoof and there's a lore behind him within the fandom. But if I were going to ask, you know, my fiance, who's a pretty hardcore Pokemon guy, but doesn't get into the fandom online social media aspect of things, and I'd be like, what do you think about Bidoof? He's just going to be like, I think he's cute. Like it's there's not that kind of overall cultural understanding of Bidoof. He's very much a niche mascot. He's my personal mascot. Don't get me wrong. I'm Bidoof fan number one. I would change my Twitch name in a heartbeat to honor Bidoof. But in terms of him being a secondary mascot of the franchise, not there yet. But the second they come out with the Bidoof mascot uniform, I will audition.
Well, is that what has to happen though? Look, Geodude's got a mascot costume.
Yes, he does.
Is that what needs to happen? Bidoof needs to get a mascot costume before people will accept.
You know, I think they need to put him on the cover of the next Pokemon game. That's what it takes.
He actually is on the cover of the next Pokemon.
Well, there you go.
He is on the cover of Pokemon Legends Arceus.
See?
He is technically, by the definition set forth by the fandom, a mascot Pokemon. Here's the thing with Bidoofde. I thought it was hilarious. I still 100% don't know what the point of it was. that was like the thing. It was so random. And it was like, and that's fine. Like, let's have more fun days like that. Mm-hmm. I liked the random merchandise drop, like the Bidoof hat, which you can actually get in person. I think it's amazing. The fact that they had Mondo like do a Pokemon poster of Bidoof, amazing. Like that's the thing. Like, they did a really good job with it. I still do not know what the heck was going on there, but I liked it. that's the thing. It was like, I remember our gaming editor, Roland, was like, okay, Christian, so what's the deal with this Bidoof day? Like, what is this leading into? I'm like, I don't think it leads into anything. And it didn't. Like, nope. It was just a thing that they did, and God bless them for it. The Rickroll was definitely,
yes.
You know, that's what it all led into was, check out our Bidoof Rickroll parody video that we made. And it's just like, man, COVID's been rough on you guys, hasn't it? Like,
I mean, you saw the Bidoof hat that they released. It was like, yeah, literally the skin of Bidoof that you could just like put on your head as a hat.
Like, you know,
I don't know, like, you thought you were Davy Crockett or something. Like,
that's not exactly what I was gonna say. It's like we now know that there's a Pokemon Davy Crockett exists.
Yeah, it's Bidoof. I mean, this was the most chaotic evil I've seen Pokemon be in a while, which I really appreciated. I did not get the Bidoof hat, though I wish I had. Those Mad Lads, they went there with that Davy Crockett Bidoof hat. I was a big fan. I just liked to be on that ride, expecting nothing from it. It was great.
So, okay, but here, you know, jokes aside, meme Pokemon aside, the XP was no joke. Like, it was, that's a lot of XP. How often do you do something like this without it getting too crazy? I can't imagine, like, is this something you do once a quarter? Is this something that we expect, or should it remain a surprise as they do them? That's the thing. Like, will Pokemon fan or Pokemon Go players get too used to either like waiting for events like these or what? Like, I don't know. I feel like I love the fact that you're able to get a lot of these, the big XP, right? Like, in a lot of, like, you know, first person shooter games that have like live aspects to them, there's a lot of like double XP weekends and that's all stuff that the Pokemon Go does every so often. But like this, I mean, this was a lot of XP. So I was curious what your thoughts are on the sustainability of events like this, and should they just happen randomly?
I thought it was great. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's so hard to get a really good picture of what the Pokemon Go player base is like right now. I feel like a lot of people are pretty high level at this point, and so those high XP days are going to be more necessary.
Yeah.
You know, like, and you know, this the quadruple XP for 2 days, that was intense. But it's not the increased XP is not all that unusual. So
no, I think it was really more the amount. I guess, like, it's really just like the amount, and it was for, you know, it was for a long time, right? Like, it wasn't like in some of the other instances where it's like you only have this hour to go get, you know, a billion XP. Mm-hmm. It was a good chunk of time. And so, like, look, for me as a slow player, I love it. I'm like, give me more, right? Like, I would love to get to level 40 and then beyond and whatever. But, you know, it's just more like, you know, what does how often am I expecting these? But I think the other question is, you know, I think Christian, one that you put in the script, what other Pokemon could you do it with?
Well, that's the thing, is like Bidoof Day, I think, worked because it was Bidoof. Otherwise, like these, I love the idea of the outbreaks. Like personally, I thought it was a great, I thought the whole thing was, you know, great. Like I really liked how that entire event was set up. I wish we saw, you know, we did more stuff with it. Like that's how I wish, like, kind of like the spotlight hours would be. Like instead mm-hmm. of like, you know, 1 hour where suddenly they just spawn, we get like that gradual increase. Mm-hmm. I think that type of just setup is so much better than like, you know, even like stuff like Community Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I just liked that more. There wasn't as much, you know, like I have to change my schedule around. Oh, they're doing Pokemon Go during a national holiday. You know, they're doing a community day during a national holiday. Well, it looks like I'm not getting that shiny. You know, stuff like that. So I liked it a lot more than how it was, you know, how they've done a lot of other events. So I hope we get more. I hope that they pick some, you know, I like Bidoof as much as yeah. any Pokemon fan does. I hope they pick some different Pokemon next time.
Yeah. Yeah, like with that, with our luck, it's going to be like Castiform or something.
Yeah,
oh my lord.
Please, stop. Or Eevee or Flower Crown Eevee is what they'll do it with next.
I do like that the franchise as a whole is kind of trying to build up their roster, so to speak, yeah. of Pokemon that has you know, that they're going beyond just the starter Pokemon. So that's why I like Bidoof. Like I loved the Bidoof Day just for that. They yeah. brought in just some random Pokemon to feature. It's like the Pokatoons. The reason yep. why the Pokatoons mm-hmm. are so great is because they don't feature freaking Pikachu.
Yep. The other thing too, and this is, sorry, more just to, I want to mention it before I forget it, in the chat, like Bidoof is an very easy Pokemon to get excellent throws on. And man, yeah. if you get that catch on an excellent first throw, that was a lot of XP.
Yeah.
Which was nice. Chat is saying, Kecleon for the next one, which I wouldn't put past them, kind of honestly.
I would love if the Pokemon company did like Kecleon Day, and then Pokemon goes like, I don't know who that is.
Never heard of her. Who is that?
Oh man. Well, the interesting thing, because I didn't encounter any. I didn't get a shiny Bidoof at all.
No, they were pretty hard to come by. I mean, yeah. they didn't increase the shiny rate. So
no, they didn't. But yeah, and I get it, right? Like, you know, for like it wasn't a community day, and they're giving you a ton of XP. So it's like, all right, slow your roll. Yeah. we're not don't handing out shinies on this one, right? Don't get greedy. but yeah, so you know, that I thought that was fun. I like Bidoof Day. I think great success for Pokemon Go fans of all kinds, right? Like that's mm-hmm. that I think is what the mark of a good Pokemon Go event is it good for the widest possible base of players possible.
Yeah. So. No, I think this was one of the better things that honestly, I think Bidoof Day went over better than the Post Malone concert did. Because I think a lot of people, you know, we're like, what the absolute heck is going on? Mm-hmm. So, you know, whoever came up with Bidoof Day, props to you. Props to you.
You just know there's got to be like some meeting where they, you know, I wonder if this was all planned starting with the April Fool's stuff that the Pokemon company did, or like, did they do the April Fool's stuff, see the surge of, oh my God, we love Bidoof because it's a joke kind of thing. Did that like sit, you know, and the Niantic was like, Bidoof's in the game. We can take advantage of this.
Well, I feel like originally I would say definitely they decided to take the joke from April Fool's Day and just really sprint with it. But then again, like they made a bunch of merchandise.
So that's what I mean. Like, that's where I think the company is really pushing hard. I think Bidoof is a nice, cuddly kind of, you know, a Pokemon that they're trying to cement a little bit of a mascot-ish kind of legacy for the company. And I, you know, it's, is he there yet? I think, you know, jury's still out, but I think this definitely helped, you know, strap a rocket to its back for sure.
I mean, we'll know for sure when they make the Bidoof Build-A-Bear.
Right.
That's when we know.
That announcement has to be coming. Like next month, they're going to be like, boom, here comes Bidoof.
Well, they need something to do their tie-in with the Shining, the Diamond and Pearl remakes.
Right.
And if it's Bidoof, you know.
Well, so that was Bidoof Day. All in all, I think the chat is also pretty in agreement here that this was a great fun event. And so, yeah, like I said, more please, Niantic, more like please. This. Mm-hmm. Christian, Pokemon yes. Fact of the Week. Let's roll.
So this one is a weird one, mainly because it seems like pretty mundane until you actually go and think about it. So Crobat, Golbat's evolved form. Went and developed a second pair of wings. We all see it. It has four wings. The Pokedex mm-hmm. entries talk about how Crobat grew those wings from its legs. Here's the weird thing. Crobat still has its feet on the bottom of its body. What weirdo evolutionary thing happened here? Like, this makes no sense whatsoever. Like, originally I was like, oh, this is a dumb Pokefact. Like, what is going on? Like, whatever. And then I like took a look. I was like, wait, what? No, this is all wrong.
Look, here's the question. Here's the question, though. I would assume. So, do the second set of wings come from Golbat's existing feet, and does it grow new feet? Or are Golbat's feet now Crobat's feet, and it just popped out another pair of wings that it can also use as legs?
I don't know. Like, because it just talks about its legs transformed into wings to make it better at flying, but it is more clumsy at walking. That is all we got.
I mean, it's got to be clumsy at walking because it's got to be like dragging
Its feet are stuck to the bottom of its body with no legs.
Just like little flaps, and it's just like this, probably just this, imagine it walks like a penguin, but dragging, you know, wings behind it.
This is not how evolution works. This is not how any of this works. This is not how biology works. Crobat.
Well, maybe we're just missing the next evolutionary chain. Like, this is the mid-step, and one day we're going to get the final evolution of this bat family, and that those feet will be gone, and he'll be totally fine.
This is like some Mighty Morphin Power Rangers type of crap here, where it's like, when it evolves, like the feet suddenly just pop off the legs sprout up and like move out, and then like magnets bring the feet back in when it like transforms. There's no evolutionary way to describe this. It's just, this is weird. It's really freaking weird, guys. I got nothing else to say about Crobat other than this makes no sense.
Crobat doesn't have a mega form, right?
No.
Yeah, that's why I didn't think so. But like that's the only way I would think that like maybe they can fix it. But like, now I'm reading some of these Pokedex entries for Crobat, and like I kind of feel bad for Crobat in the sense that it goes, like, there's one of them that says it, like, you know, it flies so fast because of the its wings, but also it makes it tough to stop and rest. And so I just picture this thing just like flying itself to exhaustion. It's just sad.
Look at it. It lost its legs and yet its feet remain. What the freaking, now the best part about it is his feet didn't, you know, Crobat's feet didn't show up until like Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. Like, you go and take a look at Gold, Silver, and Ruby and Sapphire.
Those were
late additions to Crobat.
Oh, that's so weird. Maybe maybe those late editions are not feet, and it's that those are more like a tail.
No, no, they're feet. They're straight up feet.
No, they are just literally feet.
But maybe they're not.
They are 100% feet. Like there's no getting around them. They are very much.
Maybe it's again. Maybe it's just like a fur tuft.
No, they're definitely feet. They are very much feet, Jim.
No, it's absolutely feet.
The Alpha Sapphire entry makes it seem like, you know, Crobat sneaks up on its intended prey using wings that barely make a sound. This Pokemon rests by hanging on a tree branch with its rear legs that serve as wings.
Yes, because we're not talking about its legs. That's the entire point of this conversation. That's true.
Yeah, it has legs and a set of feet.
Yes, they are separated. This makes it's
okay, Christian. New goal. Yes. Okay. If you get another interview with like the Pokemon card artists, like we do every so often, you need to ask them about Crobat's feet.
Yeah, I have questions. If I ever got to like sit down with like some of the folks behind like the Pokemon
company, good designer,
like the designers and stuff, I could just it could just be a list of like so many like random questions. Like it would be like Zach Galifianakis between two ferns. Like there would be no coherency to this interview at all, because I would just like, okay, well, since this is my one chance, let me pull out my list of unanswered Pokemon questions. Like, one, what is the deal with the ghost girls that are in every Pokemon game? Like, number two, like, what is the deal with Crobat's feet? What is the deal with the seven people who become one over the course of, I think, like, two Pokemon games? Like,
this is true.
How many, like, when are we going to get the Pokemon in space game that you've been hinting at since Pokemon Red and Blue? Like, it would just be a bunch of, like, and, like, yeah, like,
okay, but wait a minute, because like I think we also missed a very big thing. Crobat is a legit vampire bat, but not a vampire bat like, you know, vampire bats traditionally do not, obviously, they don't go after humans or suck after, you know, they go after like mostly dying or dead animals and go there. The Ultra Sun and the Ultra Moon entries for this are like, its fangs are so sharp, if it bites you in the dark and sucks your blood, you won't notice any pain or realize you've been bitten. Like, okay, that's terrifying. But then also too, it feeds on the blood of living people and Pokemon. If it can't drink any blood, even for a short while, it becomes weak and unable to fly.
Well, this certainly makes that Pokemon Snap level with Crobat a lot more scary.
Crobat's coming for you.
Yeah.
Crobat also sounds a little bit overdramatic. Just like a dad.
Wouldn't you be overdramatic if suddenly your legs were separated from your feet?
I mean, yes. True.
Oh, man. It's just... what a weirdo Pokemon. It's also like one of those ones where... because this is the first... in the Pokedex entries, this is the first Pokemon that got that third... evolution, or additional evolution, like, because there's only a couple in the Johto games. There's a handful, but so this is the first one, and I always, with Crobat, I always wondered kind of like why that was, just like kind of like my thought is like, one, Golbat looks nothing like Crobat. It started like the if we add an evolution after the fact, these things look nothing alike. Don't expect any coherency to our.
Well, and so much of that, they even process. Like they changed the colors, like they inverted the colors, which, you know, feels a little like, I feel like we would be able to buy into it more if the colors were the same.
Yeah. No, I don't, so much I do not understand about Crobat. Its feet, its design.
Okay, well then here's another question that I'll ask related to this. Are the two things that hang off of Zubat, are those its legs or feet? Like, what are those things?
I mean, I always assumed they were legs. I'd have to.
But there's nothing.
I just think
about Zubat.
I think he's just kind of like. Them. I think he just like teeters, like he's like on stilts or something. I mean, like that's basically what they have. Yeah, those are absolutely just like little stilt legs. Like it's when you have a tadpole before it turns into the frog and it has these like little nubs out, and you sometimes in the water and they like push themselves forward with it. That's 900% what Zubat is rocking. He just has like little stilt nubs.
Have you read some of the later Pokedex entries for Zubat?
Those are not legs. Those are tails.
Those are tails.
They are tails.
What in the heck?
And so now it makes more sense for Crobat to have the extra set of wings if those are, you know, proto wings. So really it's the Golbat evolution that makes no sense.
Yeah, because its tails become legs.
Yeah, because they have the little perches.
But hold on a second. Weird effing. So Zubat has no eyeballs. We know that. But yes. Their skin is so thin that they'll be burned if sunlight hits them.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets cold out, they gather together to warm one another for bodies. Like that's
okay.
So, okay. Well, let's say you caught a Zubat and you have no choice but to battle outside of a cave. You are torturing that Zubat.
Automatic burn damage.
Yeah.
Automatic. Like there's.
But it's, also, like Zubat, not only does tail things aside, Zubat gets eyeballs when he evolves to
Golbat. I mean, let's not think too hard here. I mean, we have Pokemon.
That's the whole point of this segment, Pokemon, Christian.
We have Pokemon that gain. No. The point of the segment was to spotlight Crobat's, the fact that Crobat's freaking feet are not attached to its leg wings. Like, that's weird. Also, I mean, for crying out loud, we have Pokemon that gain heads as they evolve.
That's true. We have...
Yeah, Machamp, yeah, thank you, Zenpai. Machamp gains arms when it evolves. Like, there's a lot of weird stuff that goes on in this franchise, but the really weird one is, like, literally, the legs pop off of the feet and the feet are still there. It's not like, you know, it's just
here's
weird.
What I think here's what I think. I think Zubat, I think mm-hmm. those two things are the extra wings, right? They continue to grow when he evolves into Golbat, but because they're not there yet, he uses them as feet. And then when he evolves into Crobat, though they become wings and he sprouts new feet. That has to be it for it to make any sense.
That is our best theory, y'all. That's all we can do.
We're talking about
a franchise in which Magikarp turns into Gyarados. That's so true. Like anything's possible.
Anyway. Fair.
Well,
all right.
Well, we've officially just
twisted our brains into pretzels.
Way more time on a Pokemon than I think we have ever anticipated to. Crobat, the bat Pokemon, everybody.
This is the most that anyone has ever talked about Crobat, including during its design process.
Correct.
Right, like, is it a thing where the like the designer just like draws it up and says turns in the homework and the teacher is basically just like, okay.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, why not? 100%. My show's like on this, tonight. I got to watch it.
But it's interesting, though, because I feel like Crobat has become a bit of a fan favorite over the last couple of years. Just from a design standpoint, I think a lot of people think he looks pretty cool. Has gotten treated pretty well in the trading card game. Usually has some really cool cards there, some stronger cards there. Shout out to all the Crobat fans out there. This one's for you.
I gotta be honest, I haven't thought about Crobat in at least 10 years. It's been a while. It's been a hot minute.
Speaking of hot minute, thank you for the transition, Megan. We haven't read some reviews in a while. If you want to support the show in any way, One of the best ways to do it is by leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. Every once in a while, we read them on the air. And if we read yours, let us know. And as soon as we're back in the office, we're going to get some shirts out to a bunch of people who have done so already. So we'll start with Watson749, amazing and best source for news. This podcast is amazing if you love Pokemon or just starting in the franchise. Very funny and entertaining. I listen to the show and watch. Keep up the great work. I love what you do. Keep making the amazing content. So thank you, Watson749. Lucius Maximus, Dragon Types Return. If no one fixes how Jim says Gyarados, which is how I say it, I don't know if it's, is it Gyarados? Gyarados? Whatever. Then the Dragon Type can stay gone. Please, my cringing ears. Well, I'm sorry, Lucius Maximus, but thank you for not letting that deter from your 5-star review. Sawyer Driscoll, short, simple, and sweet. I love this podcast. This is a great for Pokemon fans for the latest Pokemon news. And the last but not least is from the Kutch Daddy. Pokemon Fact of the Week is hilarious. Not only is this a great podcast that I can't wait each Monday for, but their Pokemon Fact of the Week segment is always super funny, interesting, and gross in a funny way. So always stay until the end of the podcast to hear the Fact of the Week. Thank you for that one, Kutch Daddy. Yeah.
Your comment about Gyarados and getting it wrong reminds me. I've been playing Mario Golf lately, and so my son's been watching me play Mario Golf. And whenever I get a par, he goes, "Ah, oh, that's pear." I'm like, "It's par." They literally say it on the television. Like, you literally just say it. Like, and don't get me wrong. It's like father like son there, but it's just like that reminds me of that. It's like you can hear it a thousand times.
There are already two different pronunciations in the chat. Yeah. Rankin 2700, Gyarados, CBDB, Gyarados. I just looked it up, and it looks like if you just Google how to pronounce this Pokemon, it's Gyarados. Actually, Gyarados. I think. Hold on.
I mean, actually, in the chat now, Gyarados. We have the best answer. Gyarados. In the comment, we have Cool Gabe, and it's actually pronounced Mr. Gyarados.
Mr. Gyarados.
That's actually the correct
reason. That's how I'm saying it from right
now. That is actually, next time I get a Gyarados and whatever I'm playing, I'm naming it Mr. Gyarados. That's amazing.
Breaking news! Breaking news!
Oh, here it is.
Breaking news!
We got it.
Hey, we're not over yet.
Go! 5th anniversary just got announced literally seconds ago. It's 1 p.m. I knew it was going to happen. Flying Pikachu is coming. Shiny Darumuka is coming. Shiny Meltan is coming back. Let's see what else. I'm pulling it up literally.
All right, here we go.
Flying Pikachu,
I got it.
Though.
Darumuka and Flying Pikachu with five shaped.
Oh, that's clever. Oh yeah, it's a five. Oh, I get it.
So you can see.
That's cool.
We're getting Chespin, Fennekin, Froakie, and one star eggs. All the starter Pokemon will be appearing in Pokestops with active lure modules. Some of these will also appear in the wild. Field research featuring the starter Pokemon. There's a collection challenge with the flying Pikachu as a five-shaped balloon with a reward. We're getting in-game
apparently
fireworks.
A massive amount of Pokeballs is a reward for that one. So if you're low, now's the time to stock up.
No, shiny Meltan is back. Jumpstart special research will be available for anyone who missed it out during last year's celebration. All the lure modules will last for an hour.
I have a question about the mystery box because I have one. Mm-hmm. How do you get more?
You only get it recharges, Jim.
Oh, it recharges? I have been waiting for a moment to like pop the box, thinking that like if I used it that it would just go away, not realizing that it recharges. Well,
it does. It does do that.
See? Learn stuff every day from this podcast.
To answer the question of which Darumuka, since they don't say it's Galarian Darumuka, I'm assuming it's the normal, the standard Darumuka. So we'll break that one down more. It's really funny because in the like blog post that they just posted about it, they talk about it's like guys, look at all the stuff we've added to this game since we came out with it for the first time. It's like, it's true. This Pokemon Go has changed so much over the last 5 years. Like I sometimes think about that, just, you know, off, you know, because I've literally been covering this game since before it came out. Like when they first announced it back in February, I think, of like, that was when like they first said it was coming. Of like 2016, and just the amount of features that they've added, the amount of features that we don't even use.
That is very true.
That's what just cracks me up. It's like, man, this game is.
Let me ask you guys this: do you guys turn your AR off?
Yeah, absolutely.
100%. That's what I thought. Chat, are you turning AR on or off? Let me see how you're playing. But yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. I'm looking at this now too. There are a bunch of stuff. 2020 was a big year for Pokemon Go too. And
they had to make a bunch of changes because of the pandemic. They had to. And then they did Go Beyond. So,
I mean, 2019 by comparison looks like a really weak year. yes, we got Rocket, Team Rocket, but like other than that, 2019, oof,
wasn't great.
Consensus AR off. There we go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody who uses AR.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, it's very rare. Very, very rare.
Well, there you go. Look at that little bonus for you, for the folks who have stuck around till the end of the show to catch the breaking news we knew we'd get. So again, thank you guys for hanging around to chat with us. Really do appreciate it. Like we mentioned, we do this live. Every Monday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And you can, it's at twitch.tv/comicbook. You can get involved. You know, we love everyone who comes every week. And we love everyone who tries, you know, checks us out for the first time. There's been a bunch of you who have been, who are new in the chat. So we definitely appreciate that. Lets us know, makes us feel a bit better that we're doing something right here. Some man ticks real quick. The Crobat conversation was the Pokemon fact of the week this week. So, like I said, the best way to support the show, obviously follow all of us on Twitter. Pokemon Pod CB is the main one for the show. Otherwise, you can follow me at Jim Viscardi.
You can find me on Twitter at Megan Peters CB.
And I am at C Hoffer C Bus.
All verified now.
Yes.
All of us have the shiny blue check.
We all got nice shiny blue checks. Everybody.
We're legit now.
yeah.
So otherwise, like I said, the other best way is to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you have iTunes in your area or region, definitely helps us out. I'm looking at some surprise news for Megan and Christian, looking at actually getting some stickers printed of the logo. So that way those are easy. Like I can literally mail those out from my house. And I think those are cool. I know some people have asked for them to either like put on their laptops or their cell phone cases or things like that. So I'm figuring out what size sticker I'm going to get, but be on the lookout for that. When we do that, I'll let you guys know. I know the live chatters, if you're in the live chat, you're getting one. I don't care. Oh. You're getting a sticker. So that being said, again, thank you guys for tuning in. Hope the shiny luck is in your favor, and we'll catch you next week. Thanks, everybody.